2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse, chapter 10, verse 4.
What?
Scripture reads, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." God bless you. Thank you for your kindness. You may be seated. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The grass withers, the flowers thereof fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Warfare for warriors. Warfare for warriors. Write that down. Warriors. Warfare for warriors. To begin with, my brethren and my sisters, Christian friends, well-wishers, and saints of God, this is the season that we are in, spiritual warfare. And we have to work the work of Christ using spiritual weapons. We need three things to be strong in spiritual warfare. Everybody say three things. Number one, we ought to carry everything to God in prayer. Am I going to be in here by myself today? Number two, we ought to praise the Lord like it's the last time in life. Number three, we ought to hear the preached word so we can get strong. Give me a few minutes to walk through the scriptures. Because, rather, the Corinthian church was a hard church to deal with. And the key thing to remember about them was their bad attitudes. Some of those folk were rotten. Come on, say amen. Despite all of Paul's teaching, and Paul had a scripture that he used to identify them and gave truth to power in 2 Timothy. Please be writing all this stuff down. In 2 Timothy 3 and 5, it says, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth." Ever learning and never coming able to come to the knowledge of truth. Brothers and sisters, Christian friends, well-wishers, and saints of God, listen to me good. It's a shameful thing to come to church and be taught sacred, solid, sound doctrine, and then act like you've never been taught right. The right way to live, the right way to love, and the right way to behave. Come on, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Three things: the right way to love, the right way to live, and the right way to behave. Come on, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Let me add some specificity to it. I've taught you to love, I've taught you to live, and I've taught you how to behave, and I want us to review and put it to a test this morning and see then if your assessment is the same as mine, whether or not you've heard me teach you these scriptures. Y'all gonna say amen?
Amen.
Everything I tell you today is about spiritual warfare. Everybody say spiritual warfare. Even in the beginning of my sermon is spiritual warfare. 1 Peter, and you've heard me say it 1,000 times, 1 Peter 1 and 24 and 25, it says, "The grass withers and the flowers thereof fade, but the word of our God shall
stand."
Oh, you've heard it before. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let me walk you through. Can I walk you through the scriptures for a minute? For spiritual warfare on love, This one of my favorite ones. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have
everlasting life.
Yeah, I see that you've been taught. John 13 and 34 and 35 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love as I have loved you, and that ye also love one another. And by this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Am I in here today? Now I taught you how to live too. Come on, say amen. Spiritual warfare on how to live. So I'm adding a little specificity to it this morning. Calling a spade this morning. I taught you how to live. How you know? Because then you go to Romans 12 and 1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will. Oh, I'm in here. Didn't we told you how to act, how to behave? Proverbs 15 and 1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Come on, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Besides that lesson on love and how to live and how to behave, we taught you many other lessons. We taught you spiritual welfare on impossible odds. Tell your neighbor, impossible odds. Exodus, you're going to be with me. Just 1 minute, let me get to it. Because I had to give you the scripture that go with it. Exodus 14 and 13 and 15. It said, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, and stand still. And what's next? And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them no more again forever. The Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. So all we got to do really is stand still and see the salvation of God. And God will move the church forward. Tell your neighbor, stand still. And then tell the other one, and see the salvation of the Lord. Spiritual warfare against fear. You've heard me tell you in Psalms 27 and 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Y'all ain't saying amen. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Am I in here?
Yeah.
Taught you about fear, didn't I? And then I taught you about warfare against the devil. You heard me say in John 1 and 4 and 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. And this is the part you remember, because greater is he than he that's. Y'all gonna help me up in here, just look at me. Because greater is he that lives in me than he that's up in the world. It's talking about spiritual warfare now.
Yeah.
Calling a spade with the scripture. Spiritual warfare against the devil, you've heard me say, and we taught it a little bit in Bible study. Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Y'all heard me say that before?
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God. Y'all heard me say that before? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles, the methodia. That's where we get that word method from. The wiles. The devil got all kind of methods to get at you. Because the next verse said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in hide. Y'all know I'm up in here.
Yeah.
He goes on and he says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded with truth.
Yeah.
having on the breastplate of righteousness, and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Tell you, there's going to be peace in this house. And then above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Y'all heard me say that before, haven't you? Warfare on substance. Tell your neighbor, substance. You've heard me say in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Y'all look like y'all don't want to help me up in here. Five things will be added to you. Your food, your fitness, your fashion, your finances, and yes, your future. Am I in here today? Not only that, but Diana told you about it today. When you want substance, go to Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Y'all heard that before? For spiritual warfare that produces fruit. Y'all writing this stuff down? For spiritual warfare that produces fruit, Galatians 5:22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, and meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare when you need help. Tell your neighbor, I need help. If you don't tell them that, you're lying. Everybody need help. Spiritual warfare on help. Where do you go when you need help? I'll show you where. Psalms 121, it said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. My help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Spiritual warfare in times of trouble. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also. All right, y'all got it. Y'all got it. Amen. If it were not so, I would have told you. Then I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye shall be also. I didn't write that down. You just pulled it out. Spiritual warfare against enemies. Tell your neighbor, you got enemies. Some of y'all didn't say nothing. Everybody got enemies. Psalms 37, I'll tell you about them. 37:1 say, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Am I in here? I'm moving on. Spiritual warfare for comfort. We in warfare. Tell your neighbor, we in warfare. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Comfort. Spiritual warfare in comfort. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, because my yoke is easy and my burdens. All right. Y'all all right in here. Y'all believe y'all gonna be all right. Spiritual warfare for a change. Tell your neighbor, for a change. You've heard me say many times in Philippians 3 and 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press whom are the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Spiritual warfare for a change. Y'all writing this down? 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are. And behold, all things become new. Spiritual warfare for a change. You got to go in the Word and dig deep. And latch on hard. Because the next one is all about you. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. It says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. You got to keep your prayer life strong. Amen. Come on, say amen, somebody. Amen. Now I'm getting a little deeper. Spiritual warfare when you're making critical decisions. Psalms 32 and 8 says, I will instruct you, says the Lord, and guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch your progress. When I saw that, it just blessed my heart. Amen. Then Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy, y'all gonna say amen in here? Yeah. And lean not to my own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Critical decisions. What do you do? What do you do? Go to Psalms 1 and 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law does he meditate day and night. Philippians 4 and 6, when you're making critical decisions, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And guess what he says in verse 7? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare for confidence. For confidence. Tell your neighbor, for confidence. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. We walk by faith. Y'all just looking at me. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to give you another chance. We walk by faith and not by. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Y'all in here? Proverbs 3 and 25. It says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Then one I'm sure that you know, for confidence. Spiritual walk. Tell your neighbor, we in warfare. Confidence. Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things. Some of y'all say, I ain't gonna help you say amen today. I'm listening at your hearts right now. But you know that scripture, don't you? You've heard me say it 100 times, haven't you? And then Romans 8 and 37. I know you heard me say this. Then all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're in spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. You want to know why Paul wrote 2 Corinthians 10 and 4? Somebody said, tell me why. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It was like this. Paul, when he founded and when he started the Corinthian church, his purpose was to exalt Christ and not himself. But it was to his demise. Because this was Paul's downfall. The Corinthian church took his humble and weak and meek demeanor for stupid and weak. Come on, say amen, somebody. For some people, unless you're being hard, they don't think you're strong. Come on, say amen, somebody. Paul said, well, if that's the way it's got to be, then it just is what it is. I'm going to have to be hard on the church. I researched the matter. I researched it. And concerning Paul, and because I'm in spiritual warfare, I came across these things that all across cultural, social, or economic, religious, or financial sectors, even hip-hop or old-school bebop of society. This is what I found out. May I teach you? Listen, Christians usually grow the way they are born. If they are born in an atmosphere of a dictator, they grow up depending on man's wisdom and strength. If they are born in an atmosphere of humility and love, then they learn to depend upon the Lord. Come on, say amen if you can. The problem with Paul was he wanted his converts to trust in the Lord. That's not a bad idea. Not in the servants. So he deliberately downplayed his authority and his ability, and this was to his own doom, demise, and downfall. For some people in the Corinthian church, Paul had to be hard on them, or if he didn't, they'd run over him like a Mack truck. Come on, say amen if you can. And so now Paul is saying, this is how to fight the enemy. How do you fight the enemy? The enemy is not the man or the woman that you see on side of you. The enemy is the devil. Come on, say amen. The devil comes what? So he says, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The devil is going to come, and he want to destroy you. Come on, say amen. After he tried to destroy you, Jesus said that I come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. Church, we're in warfare. Make no mistake about it. The enemy wants the church to fall. But Jesus wants the church to go far. So I got to tell you this. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Y'all didn't say amen right there. Tell your neighbor, no weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. Make sure you're on the right side of history. Make sure you're on the right side of the Lord. Because the enemy wants the church to fail. None of y'all didn't say nothing right there. But Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Tell your neighbor, we're the victors. And we're not nobody's victims. The enemy wants you to be broke, busted, disgusted, and can't be trusted. But Jesus wants us to have a life of prosperity. Do I have a witness here? The enemy wants you to be downtrodden in spirit. But I got news for the devil. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The enemy wants you to be wicked, but God wants us to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Please say to him, the enemy wants you to be mean and dirty, but God wants us to be merciful and delivered. Do I have a witness here? The enemy wants you to be depressed, but Jesus wants us to have unspeakable joy, because this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The enemy wants you to be bamboozled, but God wants us to be better than blessed. Please say to him, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed all around, because God got me in his hand. Oh Lord, the enemy wants you to be food, but God wants you to have favor. Do I have a witness here? Tell your neighbor, I got favor today. I got the favor of the Lord. Please say to him, the enemy wants you to panic and be scared, but God wants you to stand on his promises and know that he is God. To stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh Lord, tell your neighbor, the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Is there anybody in here that'll do spiritual warfare with me? Tell the Lord, I'm ready, I'm able, I'm staying with you, Lord. If I have to stand all by myself, is there anybody in the house that love the Lord? If you love him like I love him, stand up and tell your neighbor, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied my every groan. And long as I live and did my trouble rise, hasten to my God's throne. Hey, all right. All right, do you know he's all right? Well, let me hear you say yeah, say yeah, yeah, say yeah. I'm in warfare. I'm in warfare. I have to stand for the Lord. Sometimes I'm not gonna be popular. Sometimes you ain't gonna like what I do. But I'm standing on the promises of Jesus this morning. I got to go with what's right. I got to stand for God. Even if I have to stand all by myself. Yeah, yeah, he's on.